This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police forces, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, I'd like to say thanks to the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers that are out there running coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to the FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail haulers out there getting it done with your packages and your mail. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, too, so you can move around to where you got to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers. And thanks so much to the gang up there coming down from Atlanta that's chiming in tonight, running together about every 15 minutes apart. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter. Find us that way, Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now, I think it's a little cooler up there than it is where we're at the moment. But we've got, from UndergroundUSA.com, up in the northern part of Florida, up there in the panhandle, we've got Frank Silvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank. And these people down here, they're staying warm. A lot of Canadians in the mix. They're out there with the shorts and a T-shirt, 63 degrees. And we had a little rain earlier, but it's over with now. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see, Frank. Surprise, surprise. Maybe not so, but surprise, surprise. It seems more classified documents showed up at Joe's house after the White House requested a search be made of the home by the FBI and DOJ. Now, we seem to think that it probably was the attorneys that did the requesting, but in lieu of Ron Klain announcing that he's leaving as the chief of staff, who knows, it might have been him.
No, it wasn't him. It was the lawyers, and it's all theatrics anyway.
Okay.
It doesn't matter whether they're cooperating or not. The fact that those documents are not where they're supposed to be constitutes a crime.
Yep.
And as we talked about last week, the buck stops not only with Biden, but with his chief of staff, because those are the people that are supposed to know what's what, where things are. Someone had to remove top secret documents from a skiff. They were removed from a skiff, and they're turning up in a place where they're not supposed to be. That's a crime.
Yep.
And the overriding thing here with that is that he was vice president when they were taken.
Yep.
There's a difference between the documents that Trump had, because he's the president. Mm-hmm. He has the authority to declassify things. A vice president doesn't. So they keep talking about, well, we've requested the FBI go look for him, and we're cooperating. I don't care. The fact that they're being found means a crime was committed, and mm-hmm. someone needs to pay the price.
Mm-hmm. Where's Hunter?
No, you know, this just reminds me of Sandy Berger.
Yeah. Stuffed him down his pants.
Yeah, his socks, his pants, mm-hmm. trying to get things out of the National Archives because they didn't want it to see the light of day. I mean, this reeks of Sandy Berger, not him specifically, but the instance.
Right.
So, again, it doesn't matter. They could get all the good press for being cooperative that they want. I don't care. The crime was still committed.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the chief of staff for a minute, because he announced again, we heard it a couple months ago, but we heard it again yesterday, or over the weekend, I should say, that he's expected to step down in the weeks after the president's State of the Union message, maybe sooner, according to multiple people that are familiar with his plans. Now, a name surfaced as to who was going to replace him. It's a gentleman by the name of Jeff Zients. Is that name ring a bell?
He's one of the cogs in the machines. The question here, it's chief of staff's change, and this would normally be about the time that a contemporary administration would be jettisoning a chief. They're gearing up for re-election. So you have somebody who is a transformative chief of staff, and then someone who's a re-election chief of staff. So mm-hmm. that doesn't surprise me. The timing's a little weird because of the scandal that's going on, mm-hmm. and it's kind of in the breeze. Maybe they want to hang him with it. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the timing isn't weird for a change. Now, we should look and see where Ron Klain is going. That's going to be the question. If he doesn't leave the governmental apparatus, or if he goes to a think tank, we have to look at the agenda that think tank is actually pushing, because Klain hasn't been out of the loop for a very, very long time, and he knows where a lot of bodies are buried.
Yeah. So does this other guy that since he's made a lot of money since he's been in government. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. And we hope that you're enjoying the weather. It's going to get a little colder where I'm at tomorrow. And hope that you're having a great day. You got a great day planned. In the meantime, I shall return.
Votto from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, is brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group, in particular, the Moss Nissan Division. Now, Moss Nissan has got a whole bunch of dealerships right now. The one in Crystal River, the one in Newport Richey, the flagship store that started it all out, Newport Richey, in 1954. Plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway in Brooksville. Now, all you got to do is go to mossnissan.com, take a look at the website, and see what's going on. Now, if you are a veteran or active duty military or a first responder, EMS, EMT, firefighter, police officer, or church pastor, Moss will take great care of you. If you happen to be in that same group, you will get Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So, check them out online, MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You never know what might happen with that one. So, there you go. All right, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Hello there, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Can you drive a tank?
No, I can't, but it would be fun to give it a shot.
Well, you might get your chance because Joe Biden is being pressed by somebody that you actually know, I think. Dick Durbin is one of the Democrats pushing this, members of Congress, to send Abrams tanks to the Ukraine.
Yeah, Dick Durbin, just a quick comment about him. If the polling and his base polling showed that trees grew upside down and sideways, and he'd say we have to have more upside down, sideways trees. He's a creature of polling, and as we both know, any poll could be made to have any result depending on the questions.
Sure.
So Dick Durbin, you know, he's supporting him. It's because of his position, his go along to get along. I've been here for 7,000 years in the Senate. Now it's my turn at the helm position. As far as the tanks are concerned, I don't like it. I really don't. I mean, a lot of people are not remembering their history. I know you do. We talked about it prior to the air.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how Vietnam starts.
Yep.
You know, it just is. You've got other countries in the region that have more of a horse in the race that are doing things for Ukraine. That's good. That's fine. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If Russia rolls into Ukraine, the neighboring nations there need to be concerned. So I get them sending troops and tanks and everything else. We don't live there. Now, if we want to supplement the countries that are helping Ukraine by giving, you know, helping them out with their military, that's fine. That keeps us one step removed from everything. But getting more involved than we already are in Ukraine?
Yeah.
And I feel for the Ukrainian people, don't get me wrong. The government? Corrupt as hell. I don't like them at all. But getting more involved in Ukraine when it comes to giving direct military aid, all we're doing is tempting the proxy war that everybody says we're already in with Russia. We don't need that.
Yeah. All right, let's take.
You know, another note here to understand is whenever these proxy wars start, Democrats are at the helm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they were at the helm when we started Vietnam.
Yeah, so we've got to call them on this one and say no more wars, guys. Not proxy wars. We don't need them. Let's keep the money here at home and fix the economy. That sounds cold, but a strong United States is a strong rest of the free world.
Mm-hmm.
We're not strong right now.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Bagam and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Cam. I was reading on the internet where the city of Yuma, Arizona, is just about to totally collapse. And we need to fix that in some way, shape, or form.
Totally collapse. Let me ask you a question. Because of the overrun of the illegals?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
People can't get into the hospitals because they're full of the illegals. Pretty soon, since the government said totally breaks the law by not enforcing the law and something, pretty soon the states are just going to have to go in there and do something by themselves. They're just going to have to ignore the federal government and set up their own things. That's the only way to stop it, or the only way to so-called to intimidate the federal government to finally do something. Because what's going to happen when they start doubling or tripling the amount of people coming across the border? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, the thing that I know about Yuma is there's a military base right there along the border. It starts on the Mexico. The Mexican New Mexico Arizona border and goes across probably 25 miles long, and it's a military reservation. And you don't just come streaming across through there because there's patrols, there's air flight, there's fences, there's all that sort of stuff. So they must be, I wonder how they get, there must be just coming across through the port.
Well, I'm going to make this statement, and then this is, they can always declare a state of emergency.
Sure.
The governor can always declare a state of emergency and do whatever the hell they want.
Mm-hmm.
The governor could also invoke nullification and take the things into their own hands. Ducey was doing it. And the federal government had to negotiate. If you notice, they had to negotiate with him in order to take the shipping containers off the border. They didn't come in and say, take them down.
Right.
There was negotiation for it. But nothing is going to happen in Arizona, and Yuma will continue to fail because elections have consequences. Katie Hobbs is the governor there, and she's a Democrat. She is not going to do anything about the border. This is why it was so important for Arizona to continue to have a Republican governor. Border states must have Republican governors if there's any hope of doing anything along the border while Biden is in office.
Yep.
And now we've got a governor in Arizona that glows in the dark blue. She won't do anything about the border. And Biden certainly isn't going to do anything for the border. So if Yuma is on the brink of collapse, it's going to collapse. And then what's going to happen? The federal government will come in and throw billions of dollars at the city, and they will own that city's government. And now you won't hear any complaining coming in about the border because they're getting fed off the public trough.
Yep, true. True. Now, here's one for you. Our governor, Ron DeSantis, here in Florida, wants to eliminate the COVID vaccine and the mask mandate in all of the Florida schools.
Why not? There's the jig is up.
Sure.
The con has been found out. You can have the vaccine, you're still going to get COVID, but nobody's dying from it. Mm-hmm. It was a flu. You know, they jerry-rigged the numbers. So study after study is coming out. Mm-hmm. Even Pfizer and Moderna are saying, well, the vaccines don't necessarily work, but it's really no big deal, and don't worry about it. The whole thing, you know, Plandemic 3 is coming out. I am urging everybody to watch 1, 2, and then 3 when it comes out, because this was the biggest politically motivated hoax I have ever seen in my life. I'm not saying people didn't die from it. People die from flu every single year. And when you target those who are vulnerable and you decrease their immune system because they're not out and about, bad things are going to happen. When you introduce flus into nursing homes and vulnerable communities, it's going to take hold and it's going to increase numbers of deaths. So I'm not saying people didn't die of COVID. I'm saying that you still had a 99.73 chance of survival if you caught it.
Mm-hmm. Let me
go over. So yes, absolutely. Get rid of the masks. Get rid of all of the mandates, especially the vaccine mandates, because that vaccine is killing people. Probably just as many as would have died from COVID if we wouldn't have done anything else.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccines need to be looked at.
I think there's an investigation coming of that with this committee. There was a committee that was just formed for that.
I bloody well hope so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was.
Because the money that Big Pharma made off this, mm-hmm. by forcing, by having the government engage in a fascist form of government to force people to take this, is criminal.
Now, do you want to stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Folks, I'll be right back. And caller, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things he's involved in. In the meantime, don't go anywhere.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, buddy, and let me tell you something. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, and they are on a mission. And that mission that they're on, I've known them for over 9 years. I've been taking their product for that long. Their mission is to simply get as many people as they can out of pain and the discomfort that they suffer from every day, every hour of the day. Now, it's pretty simple from where I sit. It took me a little while, about 2 or 3 weeks, for the 3-week quick start to take a hold. And guess what? I've never looked back. I take every day, I take a packet to start my day with my breakfast. And I get it in my system, and away I go. And what it does is it stops the inflammation, which leads to the pain, which leads to the swelling, which leads to all the different problems that you have with some of these injuries that you have when it comes to muscles and ligaments and bones and joints and all that sort of stuff. Now, I've talked to my doctor numerous times about this, and they've seen what it does for me. My doctor even recommends it now to people and says, hey, this stuff works. And it does. But Relief Factor, folks, the ingredients in it are what makes it work. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3, which helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. And it will go to the source of the pain as well. It's 100% drug-free. Love that part of it.
is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Best part of it all? $19.95, 3-week quick start. That's it. $19.95, 3-week quick start. Start it, see what happens, and go from there. You can get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, because after all you have to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, is back with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We are going to go to the phone line, and we're going to entertain Mary on the phone here. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, the price of eggs. Again,
oh, yeah.
attributed to, quote, bird flu. Who is buying that when there had been 122 farm or ranch fires or disasters in 1 year? Again, you have to look at the global controllers who are trying to starve people out or kill them with bioweapons, such as COVID, which was released and created by Bill Gates back in 2014. I don't understand why people do not get that and see through the sham. Can you explain that, please? Thank you.
All right. Well, number one, there was the bird flu that did kill millions of chickens in the United States. Never mind the world, just the United States. That's what started the price spiral, if you will.
No, I'm inclined to believe that there was some nefarious force and the forces at play here as well.
Could be.
Because
could
there
be.
Were some, there were too many, too many agricultural locations that succumbed to arson.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the books. You can see them, you know, go read back through local news across the country, and you'll see in the last at least 2 years, I'm going to go back maybe four, that hundreds of these places have gone up.
Yeah.
And that's just odd, and no one is talking about it. So Mary has a gigantic point that we've got something going on here that is not kosher. And we should be looking into it. But we won't at this point in time because it's all got to be about supply chain because of China and COVID.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Bill Gates is concerned, boy, why people aren't calling him on his BS, I don't know. The guy's a tech guy. He's not a medically trained person. He doesn't know even a third of what any virologist knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he's the guy spearheading vaccines all over the world and putting up and instituting and executing mock pandemic responses that just so happened to come 4 months before COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody thinks that's coincidental. Again, I'm going to urge people to rewind a little bit. And now that we understand that there's so much wrong with the vaccines and there was so much propaganda that was one-sided and inaccurate when it came to COVID, the COVID-19 quote-unquote pandemic, go back and watch all the two plandemic movies and wait for the third one, because what you're going to find out here, which is all verified, and even though they keep saying, well, it's propaganda, no one can debunk anything that's said in these films.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything. Listen to what this documentary creator, what he found out, who he interviewed, what they had to say, especially about the patents, the big pharma patents, and understand how we got played, not only as a country, but as a world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all coming out of the World Economic Forum, spearheaded by Bill Gates in this effort. And the guy's a Bond villain. He may have revolutionized computer, you know, the internet and computer access for people with a home computer and an operating system. But this guy he's not a good man. And I understand now why his wife split. This guy he's a Bond villain. Well, when you understand what he's done and what he's manufactured and foisted upon the world,
mm-hmm.
It's bad. And who's the number one person buying up all the farmland in the United States?
China.
Bill Gates. Not China. Bill Gates.
I thought China was just getting in the game, too.
No, they're getting into the game, but they're not a hair on Gates' behind when it comes to buying up farmland.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the guy who wants you to eat crickets? Bill Gates. And that's not a joke. Listen to his speech at the World Economic Forum's conference in Davos.
Yeah, I heard it.
You know, so it's time to wake up, people, and start taking control of the information you consume. Stop just feeding off of what the big networks want you to hear. The New York Times, Washington Post, they're propaganda rags. They're bought and paid for. They've stopped being honest journalists, and they've started shilling for the powers that be. That's not what media is supposed to be. It's supposed to challenge the powers that be and challenge the government. They're supposed to hold truth to power. That hasn't been happening for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got a group of unelected people who just got finished with another conference of Davos, who, by the way, are also upset that you don't like them, who fly G6s and giant corporate jets in while they tell you you shouldn't drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
Who drink champagne and have foie gras and prime rib while they're telling you to eat bugs. People, you've got to wake up. And you've got to stop thinking that everything is a conspiracy theory. Do your own homework. It's out there. If you're willing to read the studies, if you're willing to read the contrarian points of view, and it's okay to do that, by the way. I wish everybody would. But it's time. You got to stop feeding from the public trough of information that is nothing but the same regurgitated talking points mm-hmm. from what look like a diverse group of media outlets but are owned by the five media companies.
Let me try to get one more thing in here before we have to part company for the day. State lawmakers are proposing power grid protections after the attacks. Remember we talked about that a while ago?
Absolutely, and this is something that should have been done 25 years ago.
Yeah, because we got people that are there's open power plants, transformers and all that good stuff, pretty good sized plants with no security. What did you think was going to happen?
You think about what happens when a hard storm goes through most places and a power location substation gets hit.
Yep.
10,000, 20,000, 40,000 people without power, and we'll let you know when you can get it back.
Yep.
You know, we have to harden not only for those natural issues, but for the people who actually want to do us harm and the ideologues who think terrorism is a tool to affect the ends to the means that they want to have.
To be continued on Friday. Very good, lively conversation. Thanks for the discussion today, and we will talk to you on Friday.
Say hello, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato. UndergroundUSA.com, the website, UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there and check it out. I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and this portion of the show brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located down there at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by the store and see what's going on there, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or again, just stop by the store. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. How are you today, sir?
Not bad. Did you leave your snow shovel at home tonight or today or whatever?
No. Man, that was one snowball game there up in good old Buffalo, New York, man, Orchard Park.
It wasn't as bad as what it could have been because most of the snow was south of there and east of there.
Well, that's the good part.
Yeah.
I just don't like games like that, Captain. You know, you play 16 games without snow, and then we're going to play the major game in snow. Yeah, I don't know if that's a good way to go, Captain. It won't happen in our lifetime, but I'll bet you that they'll all be domed within the next 40 years just because of things like this.
Well, if they don't want to play in that kind of element, then the answer is yes, sure. Mm-hmm.
So I just don't think it's good for the fans. I think it takes away from the game. That's just, you know, one way of looking at it. I don't like the weather dictating the outcome of a football game. I want the best team winning the football game. And, hey, give Cincinnati credit. They came to play. And I don't know what happened. The Bills were just flat. I don't know what happened after the Miami game last week. You know, they were up 17-0, and then 17-17, and then they found a way to win. I don't know. I don't know. It happens. Sometimes you peak prematurely. Maybe the Bills did. You know, that game against Cincinnati and that poor kid, when that happened, kind of weird how things turned out. He was in the locker room yesterday, by the way.
He was also in the stands. So. He was up there in the suite.
Yeah. Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. So I'm real happy he was able to do that. And, that was encouraging news. And, I just thought it was Buffalo's year. I really did, Captain. I thought they were a team of destiny, Cinderella story. And unfortunately, it just didn't work out for him. But, hey, just Cincinnati credit again, 27-10 victory. They will, go up to KC and see if they can beat them. If they do, they'll go back to the Super Bowl. And are you going to take on the San Francisco 49ers? Okay. You did great yesterday. I've got to give them credit. Okay. Or the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia looked indestructible.
Out of all these teams, if I had to pick a winner right now, I'd have to say the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, you'd have to. They're just playing too well defensively and offensively. And San Francisco's right there with them. I mean, they didn't look real good yesterday, though. They struggled with Dallas, but I thought Dallas could give them a game. They matched up well. Dallas matched up well. Speaking about the Cowboys, Captain, their running back Pollard, the poor guy fractured his fibula. He's going to require surgery, you know. Probably today or tomorrow when the swelling goes down. But, that's unfortunate. That's a nice young man. Tony's a great running back. And, that didn't help Dallas' chances yesterday when that happened. They went down to Ezekiel Elliott, who's a great running back also. But it's nice when you have that 1-2 punch, have them both in the back. You don't know who's going to get the ball. So that hurt Dallas also. But, again, give San Francisco credit. 19-12, they found a way to win the game. And we'll see what they do against Philadelphia. They will travel to Philadelphia and take on the Eagles. They'll both play next Sunday, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, championship, Super Bowl advance weekend next weekend. So that's, what's going on there. The other thing is the playoff loss. You know, there was speculation about McCarthy, the head coach of Dallas, Captain, if he were to, lose this game, he's going to lose his. I still think if there's something to be Peyton and Jerry Jones in a top the normal Saints wouldn't be ridiculous, then you would see that occur. But I don't know. There's going to be a lot of speculation after the Super Bowl during the off season. What's going to occur? You're going to be getting into baseball here pretty soon, Captain. I don't know if you're excited about it, but I am. I'll hear the crack of the bat, baby, and see what happens there. And there'll be other reporting spring.
I'm always excited about baseball. I enjoy baseball.
Yeah, it is. It's a great game. It's America's sport. It's always been that way. Football's taken over. But people still love baseball. And I think baseball's doing a great job, Captain, as far as speeding up the game, making adjustments, doing things differently to, help out the fan. And I would like to see football do a little bit more of what baseball is trying to do, make it better for the fan, because that's what makes it go around. Sometimes I think these organizations forget that, and that's not a good thing. And keeping everybody in check and in line is so important to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, any thoughts this year on who's going to win it all in baseball, Captain?
Oh, God, not at this point, because there's a couple of different variables going here, but I can always say the Yankees look like they loaded up again. And the Dodgers have been loaded, and I think they haven't lost much of anything. There might be a sleeper team in there, maybe the Texas Rangers, or maybe, I'm thinking one of the Chicago teams, you know, the Cubbies might wake up again.
They could. The White Sox didn't look bad last year. That's a good point. The Twins, Rocco Baldelli, great guy. Maybe it's their year. We'll see what the Leafs can do. And the Marlins have been trying to make some acquisitions down in Miami. So we'll see what happens there. You just got to be smart with your finances. That's where baseball, that's one thing I think baseball should have. The luxury tax isn't enough yet. So I think there should be a salary cap in baseball like there is in football to make sure that no teams can load up. What's your thoughts on that state?
Well, I was going to say, speaking of Miami, Tom Brady's name came up again with the Miami Marlins when they were talking about money and who would have enough money to afford them, that Miami would be one of those teams since they've lost Tua.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. With the Dolphins, the salary cap, exactly. About to be said for that. It's all about finance and captain. It's all about doing things right, looking things over. And that's where I come in, you know, in the business world to help people out with their insurance needs. It's real simple. You want to give me a call at 813-966-1052. My name is Patrick Kyle. You hear me with the captain here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We have a good time talking sports. But when I'm not doing my sports show on Sundays or talking sports with Captain, I'm normally talking sports with a prospective client, Captain, and going over their insurance needs. And more times than not, I save them money or give them more for their money. And it all works out well. They're happy after we finish. Either way, well, there's times, you know, 2 out of 10 times where I say, you know what, you're good where you are. At this point in time, there's nothing I can do to save you money or help you. But 8 out of 10 times, they either save the money on the premiums, put money back in the Social Security check. I get them a better annuity, a better life insurance company. I help out veterans every day with their benefits because I'm a big proponent of that, as Captain can share with you. And it's just a pleasure to work with the community and the veterans, too. So, again, if I can be of help to anybody out there, my name is Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. Captain, great talking to you as always. I'm waiting to see if I'm going to see you at Mission Barbecue tomorrow or not. Hopefully I will, but if not, we'll do it next Tuesday. So God bless you and have a wonderful day, sir.
Okay, don't hang up. I want to talk to you off air. Okay, Patrick Hyland, we appreciate him, appreciate what he does for the veterans as well as for civilians as well. He does the same thing for them that he does for the veterans and helps people out every way that he can. Now, I want to remind everybody that Monday, this is going to be one hell of a barn-burning day in Washington, D.C., mark my words. A lot of things are going to be coming down today over there. A lot of things are going to be coming down today. For example, I can't wait till Frenchie does her little press conference, and they hit her about the chief of staff and the house raid and all that sort of stuff. She isn't going to know which end is up. You talk about not knowing which card to read. That's one of them right there. We'll see how she can screw this one up. But anyway, I'll see you all tonight on the Radio here on your favorite radio station. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. God bless America. I'll see you tonight.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.